Hello, you've reached Isle of Story at the Washington County Public Library. Today's story is Pirate Pete's Talk Like a Pirate by Ken Kennedy, illustrated by Doug Kennedy, read by Rick McVeigh. In accordance with copyright, all rights reserved. Pirate Pete had the most amazing ship ever to sail the high seas, but he needed a crew. Not any old crew would do, however.
"I needs me a pirate crew," Pete told his parrot. "And I know just where to find one. Rascal Island." "To Rascal Island we go," cried the bird.
Pete spun the wheel toward the Sea of Mischief, and soon his speedy ship had reached Rascal Island. Pete dropped anchor in the bay, and then he hung a sign across the ship's bow. Buccaneers wanted. Before long, a boat filled with rascals rowed up to the ship. Pete rubbed his hands in glee. They were the dirtiest, most mischievous, and sneakiest-looking scallywags and scurvy dogs he ever laid his eye on. One by one, the rascals climbed aboard the ship.
"Listen up, mateys," announced the parrot. "If you wants to sail with Pete, then you've got to prove you got's what it takes."
Pete nodded and declared,
"You need a peg leg and an old eye patch, a fierce-looking hook and a beard you can scratch. You got to load a cannon and know how to fire it. But most of all, you got to talk like a pirate."
A rascal stepped forward, loaded the cannon, and fired it.
"Nice firing," said Pete. "And I sees you got a peg leg, hook, and eye patch. And that beard of yours, does it hanker for a scratch?"
"It is quite itchy," answered the man. "Especially during the summer, when the weather tends to be sultry."
"Blow me down," bellowed Pete. "You don't talk like a pirate. Walk the plank."
As the man splashed overboard, Pete hollered,
"You should have said, when the sun's a-blazin', me beard gets the itches worse than a bucket of sand down me breeches."
"Next,"
ordered the parrot. Pete squinted at the rest of the rascals and said,
"You gots to be stubborn and mighty cranky. You gots to be dirty and awfully stanky. You gots to load a cannon and know how to fire it. But most of all, you gots to talk like a pirate."
A rascal stepped forward, loaded the cannon, and fired it.
"Nice firin'," said Pete. "And I see that you're plenty dirty and stanky. But is you stubborn and cranky?"
"Oh, indeed," replied the rascal. "Sometimes I'm very irritable, especially when I don't eat my breakfast."
"Shiver me timbers," shouted Pete. "You don't talk like a pirate. Walk the plank."
As the rascal went overboard, Pete cried,
"You should have said, I's as mean as a shark that's stuck in a tub when I've not scarfed me morning grub."
"Next,"
squawked the bird. Pete glared at the rascals and said,
"You gots to love treasure. Why, it's your duty to plunder ship and shore for gleam and booty. You gots to load a cannon and know how to fire it. But most of all, you gots to talk like a pirate."
A rascal stepped forward, loaded the cannon, and fired it.
"Nice firin'," said Pete. "And judging by the gold and rubies you're flauntin', I reckon you've done some plunderin' in your day."
"That is correct," said the rascal. "I've misappropriated a number of fine jewels without permission."
"Blimey," cried Pete. "You don't talk like a pirate. Walk the plank."
As the rascal leaped overboard, Pete shouted,
"You should have said, I've pilfered loot on land and at sea, and no man say-so has ever stopped me."
"Next,"
blared the parrot. Pete shook his head. He'd finally lost his patience. He curled up his lip at the last rascal and declared,
"Ye got to trim the sails and mind the deck. Ye got to be brave in case of shipwreck. Ye got to load a cannon and know how to fire it. But most of all, ye got to talk like a pirate."
The rascal walked forward, loaded the cannon, and fired it.
"Nice firing," said Pete. "But is ye brave? 'Cause no lily-livered seafarer is going to sail with me."
"I can assure you that I am extremely courageous," said the rascal. "I will conduct myself with valor at all times."
"Confound it!" shouted Pete, stomping his foot. "Ye don't talk like a pirate! Walk the plank!"
As the rascal dropped overboard, Pete yelled,
"You should have said, I've not a yellow-bellied bone from me head to me toes. I'll stand brave upon this ship wherever she goes." "Can you believe it?" Pete moaned to his parrot. "Out of all them rascals, not a one was fit for me crew."
"'Tis true," squawked the bird. "By the powers! They's no more than a bunch of squiffies and sprogs, none of 'em fit to go a swashbucklin' and plunderin' for pieces of eight upon the briny blue in this here vessel."
Pete blinked.
"Why, ye talk just like a pirate," he cheered to the bird. "You're all the crew I needs. Weigh anchor."
"Aye, aye,"
said the parrot, and off they sailed. Back to the high seas went Pete and his bird. A pirate always gets the last word. They looked for a crew so they could hire it, but blimey, none could talk like a pirate.